So, dude, you know what's amazing, bro? Like, when you first come to God,
Right.
you get very close with God. Well, I hope you still continue to get close with God, but
Of course, of course.
it's like when God shows you or reveals to you bits and parts of his plan, they become very exciting.
Super exciting.
Right? Very exciting.
Yeah.
And you just keep working on it, you know. Throughout time, if you stick with it, you know, you will see the fruits, you know, of the way the amount of work you put into it, you know.
Right, right.
But you know, one thing is, you know, along your journey, the way the things that God shows you and reveals to you, God will give you vehicles, right?
Yeah.
God will give you vehicles to get to that spot.
To the end game.
Yeah, to the end game.
Deal with the whole purpose of it, yeah.
Yeah. So I want to ask you, since you've been walking with God a lot longer than me, it's like, you know, you're like Paul and
Not
Timothy. See it as that
to
way.
you. Okay. Not really, but all right.
I want to know, what is it, right? Because I feel like right now, like everything that God has shown me is amazing, and I can't wait to see the results of it.
Right.
But I feel like,
What do you feel? You feel like, oh, well, let's be real here. Like, this, honest truth here. But what do you feel?
like I feel no, not confused. I just feel like more like kind of like what choice do I make? 'Cause I feel like God, I feel like either God or just placed, you know, there's like a few things in front of my face right now. Like I have my father's company.
It's like you have, it's basically you have like, you don't need to get too detailed or
Yeah,
personal,
yeah,
but it's
yeah.
like almost like you got several doors before you.
Yes, several doors. Yep, exactly. That's exactly how I feel. And I'm just like, I don't want to go into.
What has that been burdening, like giving you like burden?
It has been. Yeah, it has been throughout the
Seems like
week.
it's agitating you.
It is kind of agitating me, man, because number one, the closer you get to God and the amount of times he has called me out to about bargaining, I don't want to fall into that trap of bargaining with God, right?
Yeah, usually happens. I mean, I've it has happened to me.
And it sucks.
It blows.
Yeah, dude. No, it does, especially when God calls you out on it. You feel like, dang, what am I doing?
Sometimes he doesn't even call you out. It's just you realize and you go like, he told me so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, I have all these doors in front of me right
So, what's your
now.
question?
My question is like I know that one of those doors is the door where in which like God wants me to take as like a vehicle to get to the next step, to the next level, I guess you can say.
Right.
So I have all these amazing doors in front of me. They're amazing. But I don't know what to take. And I know you're gonna say trust God, right?
Yeah, I mean, I will always say that to anybody.
And I agree.
Trust God, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I went to college, County College, and then to Montclair. And, you know, I was working, painting, and then from painting, construction. Full time on both. And then at some point, there was a break. Something had happened. I wouldn't say catastrophic, but it was where I had to, you know, had to like let it go for like a year of school, right? And it was like that was a good timing for me, or at least the way God presented it to me. So at that time, I went more depth into construction, right? And I got to meet a lot of cool people in there, and I became super close with a friend of mine who we're good friends now, and I little did I know, right, at that time, as I was working construction, little did I know that now in 2024 we would do something awesome, right? I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But when I was working construction, then I went back to school. I did ask God if it was okay if I can go finish school. Right? And then God did answer. He did reveal, yeah, go for it. But there's a trap set up for you. Now, either the options I could have taken is I'm afraid to go because he said that. Or I go and I stay aware of that trap that's set up for me. Right? So I went, I finished it, started teaching. I helped a friend of mine started like a music school. It went well for him, but we didn't have the same vision, so I left. Or at least God took me out of it. Yeah, that was just jazz gig and teaching privately. I was making money. So this is what we're talking about, like 2015 all the way to 2019. Right? And I was still working construction here and there. And it wasn't like all the time because now I was like teaching, very busy. And I was gigging in the jazz community, like in the jazz world. So, and mind you, I was playing at other churches. And I thought this is what it is. I wanted to pursue it. I mean, I got to play with some known bands in the Christian world. I was getting to know a lot of people in the jazz community, known, famous. And if I kept going, just like an entrepreneur, if I kept going and kept going, I would have, you know, confidently would have made it up there, right? Little did you know that when the pandemic comes, I'm diagnosed with cancer. I don't know if I've told the depth of the story, but you know, I went to Honduras in 2019. It's a tropical area, so when I came back sick, and it so happened, like, you know, mosquitoes carry diseases, so I had like some weird name, cold chikungunya or whatever. Anyways, and they gave me medicine for it. Dude, I got sick. I think it was worse than COVID. Really? So bad, bro. Oh, wow. So bad. But because I wasn't, I never went to the doctor because at that time I was like very, you know, generally, you know, fairly fit and eating healthy and working out. Like, despite being busy, I was working out twice a day. And so I was like, I don't have to go to the doctor. But I got sick and I was like, you know what? This is, something's wrong. So I went and they gave medicine for that. But then they saw this lump in my neck. So I thought, well, you know, because when you exercise, when you work out, when you lift heavy weights, you know, your neck gets girthy. So that's what I thought. But it was a mass. And so they did ultrasound and then they did, well, I think, a biopsy is what they call it. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, you know, papillary cancer, thyroid cancer, like stage two, between stage two or three or something. No. Yeah, it was like stage two, like sort of almost to three or something. And that's basically kind of what everything shifted. So what I thought was no longer what I, you know, to the previous, you know, episode we were talking about.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, the pandemic, everybody was closing. I lost a lot of students, almost all of them, dude. I ended up only with like three or four.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And so after the process of the cancer, I went through it just like any other person. I had the surgery. Went through the radiation. And I gained a lot of wisdom through that. I wouldn't trade it for the world. You know, sometimes Christians expect to be healed. Some do get healed. I guess the miracle that I saw was that he got me sick for a reason. Enough to bring to attention to me to go to the doctor. Right? Because if it wasn't for getting sick in Honduras,
yeah, you would have never gone to the doctor's.
It would have been too late by then.
Yeah.
So in that regard, yeah, I saw God's hand, right? So, I mean, after that, like, I wasn't like disappointed or anything. I was just like, all right, well, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do we do? So, a good friend of mine, you know, he was busy in the security camera and program and IT, all this stuff that he does. And he, you know, took me in for a couple months and came to work, which I'm so grateful. And he, I was blessed by it. So, like, and he was blessed. And I was able to, you know, make some money. And so school started picking up, teaching started picking up again, gigging, playing at churches. Again, the whole thing again. The whole thing again. But then I understood. God interrupts it one more time. And I'm like, am I not supposed to play music? You know what I mean?
Yeah, you're not supposed to play music.
Like, am I not like, all right, you took me out of the secular world playing music. All right, I get that. Then I'm trying, like, before the pandemic, getting to know Christian bands and that pucks me out. I'm like, all right. But then the students, and then I pick, like, a, more students come again, and everything starts happening again. And then it's like, it's almost like, no. So I'm just like, okay. Right. Mind you, and I still like construction during that time. Like, I would go help a friend here and there.
Yeah.
Make some quick money. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay, well, this is now like 2021, 2022. I'm like, okay, well, it was kind of disappointing, but what do I do now, God? So then I had to get, an idea of an app. I reached out to a friend and we started working on it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
My idea was like to create an app, a social media platform for Christians, the community, that, you know, Christian, Orthodox, Catholic, and, you know, we're all Christians. That's another conversation, but that's what I wanted to do. And, but then, this is a much deeper than, we've glossed over it in other episodes, but this is much deeper. And you come in severely broken. Not even broken, bro. You was just like, I don't even know where you were, bro. You was just...
I was demolished.
Pile of blob. But then you come like a bulldozer. I mean, seeing you grow up in church too. And then to come in 2022, right, I believe.
Yeah.
Towards the end of it. And you come like a bulldozer. And I was like, all right, well, I don't want to babysit, I told God. But I also knew that you needed a mentor. I didn't look at it that way. I didn't see it that way. But I was obedient to God. And I was like, all right, fine. Lo and behold, you know, you grew and you became wiser by every step. And you got to learn things that you don't have to make those mistakes like I did, like trial and error, you know.
Yeah.
The spiritual walk. Yours are just trials.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? And then, you know, we'll just reveal it to everybody, you know, whoever wants to support, whoever listens. But we've decided, then the reason how you came as a bulldozer was because I was working on that. And then you come with this idea of a book because you had read another book prior to that, Project 369 or whatever, saying that it's demonic. And I even read those two books, and it was severely demonic. It's about the manifestation, willpower, frequencies, and all of this nonsense, which that's another conversation as well. I'm not saying it's not all true. However, the enemy takes advantage of that. But you brought that, and then I saw this zealous, right?
Yeah.
And then I was like, all right, there's something here. But I didn't want to go deeper because I didn't know how serious you were.
No, no, I don't blame you.
Right,
I don't blame you at all. Yeah.
I'm getting to your question. I'm getting to the answer you want to your question.
Yeah,
and I spoke to our friend Linda, and I was like, yeah, this is kid, this is something different. And she had told me, no, it's because it's time or something like that.
Oh, really? No, you never told me about that part.
I'm pretty sure I have. You just I don't know what happens. No, to your brain dude, dude, this is the conversation we have all the time. You forget all the time. Nah, this is, it blows my mind every time. Yeah, really? Come on, bro. I've told you this before.
Oh.
Anyways, and so I was like, all right, well, we'll see what happens. Right? And you came to me, you told me about TD. I was like, all right, well, you know, let's meditate, whatever. And then one time, I think at church, I was like, so what about that? That book, right, you know?
Yeah.
What are you going to do about it? Nah, man, yeah, we're going to do, you know, you all this. And all right, well, let's meet up and let's bring us some talking points and stuff like that. And so you went to work at a place, right, like a fulfillment center to do this. And that grabbed your attention. And you saw how it was unfair that he was making millions selling about some nonsense stuff, using God's name in vain.
Yeah.
And that annoyed you. And I was like, all right, well. And then you told me your vision for what it was. And then I was all right, well, let's do it. And I told you, you know, how serious you are, you know, and you said you're serious. And I was like, all right, let's go. And so that to me has how it has happened. I've never asked for what vehicle. So I thought it was music. Right, and it probably is, but it's not on hold. It's just there, an extension of me in which I can use. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
And so we're working on that, and then we spoke about podcast, and that was not even intentional because I did not want to do anything in regards to podcast. And mind you, this is something that it kind of came up way before you, like my friend Mike and Sam, they wanted to do it because of an experience we had in New York. And I was like, yo, let's go. And I bought a camera and all this and that. And it just never panned out. Everybody had a different schedule and stuff. But, and then it just happened naturally, the whole idea of a podcast, right? And we haven't even got there to the true purpose of this show, whatever you want to call it. But I was like, all right, fine, let's do it. Like, it happened that supernaturally, right? So then we planned for that. So we're working on the book that very soon it'll be coming out, hopefully. And then we're working on the podcast. And then there's the organization, how it happened so supernaturally, called BOL, Breath of Life. And there's another project also, but that one is kind of on the side, right? But what I'm trying to say is that each project that been coming, given by God, I personally, and I'm going to call you out if that's okay.
Dude, that's totally fine, yeah.
I've seen them as vehicle, although they don't produce its own revenue, at least not right now. And since it's God who's given it to us, quite honestly, we're his employees. We're in his business, right? And so I think it's a little bit... Don't take this.
No, dude. I'm not.
With great offense, but
yeah.
You're here searching for vehicles in which that can provide for you financial means, but he has already given you vehicles that are by far much more important, that require you to be in all your five senses in the spiritual sense, and tapping into the heavenly things, right? Those are vehicles that he has given you. Doors that you didn't even have to open. He walked you through it. Right? Now, that being said, like, the opportunity that came up of starting a construction company was also, I mean, even you witnessed it, right? I prayed about it, you know, and quite honestly, you even helped me create the logo, which was pretty cool. And it felt peaceful starting. And I had a job. I was a foreman at another company. I was making good money. Like, I even helped him set up his company really well. Like, it was great. He was a friend of mine. It was awesome. I didn't have to let go of that job. I was doing great. Right?
Yeah.
I had a steady income. But then here, an opportunity shows up effortlessly, in peace, with the guy whom I met a long time ago, who I started with construction, who ends up, one of my good friends ends up, you know, working with me. And we started it, and it until this point, we've been working. I've done what I can. And that has that's another vehicle that I know will support. It, and it is supporting the main cabin, the main cockpit, if you will.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. Of the real thing, right? Yeah, yeah.
So your question or your agitation, whatever that might be, whatever vehicle God decides to give you in means of finance, it'll be whatever it is, but it'll be for the end game of what we're doing. Because I firmly believe wholeheartedly that the projects that we're doing is the main vehicle. The construction company is but the second vehicle. Right? And I know it will prosper and everything. It'll do great. It'll be fine. Because it's God's. It's not even mine. Right? And so when I say trust God, why I say that is because I've never asked God for a vehicle. I mean, along the way, as I've been gaining wisdom, I would understand in part and there. Oh, okay. Oh. Yeah, perhaps some of my family might not understand. Right? Because I guess some of them, you could say they're overachievers, but, you know, I don't care. I mean, like, that's great and everything. But to me, I'm just like, all right. I mean, I'm proud of some of my cousins. They're doing great. It's awesome. I'm proud of them. But I always say, like, if it has nothing to do with God, like, I just, then what's the whole, like, I mean, and that's another thing too. Like, I've always had that entrepreneurship mind, and it's secularly, he did a mind shift to me to think of it much more spiritual than secular. Do you know what I mean? And so social media also does a great deal in bombarding you with, like, all of this information. And so the answer to your question is, man, like, genuinely, you need to just trust God and don't dismiss the vehicle that he had originally given to you. You know what I mean?
Dude, yeah, I totally understand what you're saying now.
I know it's tough. I mean, your generation, they want instant gratification, right?
Yeah.
And our generation perhaps is not that way. It's the effect of technology, obviously, but that's not to say that, well, our generation are bumped. Well, at least I know for myself, my brothers and my friends in our age, you know, I mean, at least the ones that I know that are not bumps. Like, we're usually, whatever you want to call it, mm-hmm. locked in, focused, or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, locked in.
We're just, you know, just doing what we got to do. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And so from the prior episode, you think what you want isn't really what you want. And at the end, I mean, like, that's what you end up learning.
That's true.
And that's where I am. But I thought what I wanted wasn't really what I thought I wanted.
Dude, yeah.
And that's it. And true. Being a Christian, I mean, once I got serious with God, like in 2012, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? That's not to say that music is non-existent anymore. No, it's still an extension of me. It's still something that I can use to worship God, right?
Yeah.
But there is one motive that I have, that it's the end game, that the construction being the second vehicle and this, the main, there is one in the end that maybe one day I can share, but not right now. Too delicate.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I say to you, do not be dismayed. In other words, do not be discouraged. Keep your eye on the kingdom of God. Search for the things of heaven and his righteousness, and everything else shall be added on. Don't let that burden you, because you can't control it. And you're the one who's always saying, yo, bro, the past. You can't live in the past. You can't live in the future. You gotta live in the present. You're not doing that. You're just...
No, you're right. You're right. No, thank you for...
So I don't know. What do you think? What is that?
No, everything you just said right now, it makes sense, bro. In other words, what I got out of everything you just said is it's not you who's going to open the door. It's God who will open the door for you and then walk you through it.
Exactly. Now, many doors will be open in front. They're not necessarily bad. You can take them.
Yeah.
Right.
But there will be that one door where God will walk you through it, right?
Yeah. I'll even blow your mind. I mean, our special guest being my brother that was in the last episode. I remember when he was hired by a company called, I think it was called Phytech. It was a IT company where they pretty much ran servers for like huge people in New York City, like celebrity fashion, all this stuff. Weird. I remember because I would wake up for like a very long time, like around 3 or 4 to drop him at the train station for like.
Oh, really? Yeah. Wow.
But long story short, I mean, I know this is Desmond. I'll just summarize it. Maybe another time when he comes, he can express it. But I believe his loyalty for God at that moment was very impressive, at least to me, because his work was now, he had told him in the beginning, you know, his faith and what he stands for. He respected him. Mind you, he's a Jew, the owner. And I guess it was starting to interfere with, to the point where he was in service with a laptop.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And so he, well, I mean, yeah, I mean, he was doing it, but you know, obviously our parents are very full of tenacity and you know what I mean? So,
yeah.
And, but besides that, he also, out of him, he was recognizing like, nah, this is disrespectful. He then obviously went and told him, hey, listen, I can't be doing this anymore, you know? And I guess he didn't get the mess or anything, so that it came a point where he told him, hey, listen, I can't continue. And this is what the guy told him. Is God going to pay for your bills?
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And that's when my brother was like, yeah, he will.
No way.
Yeah, yeah. And so, yeah, like me and my brother are kind of tight in that way. So when that time, he like, oh, I had his bag. He has my bag. It's whatever. Right? And because of that, a couple months pass, and a great company hires him. This, you know, civil engineering firm. And he's been there doing great. He's grown within the, you know, corporate ladder. He's grown, like he's climbed it, or in his apartment at least. But that's, you also need to know where your loyalty with God stands as well.
Yeah, I agree.
That when that door opens, and if you take it, that door is still open, you can still kind of come out of it.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So what you're saying, when the door is open, you take it, you discern.
You can
discern wisely. You can still come out.
Because look, yeah. I mean, he took the job. It was a great job. He could have grown.
Yeah.
But he saw his one of his employees was miserable. He discerned and saw the loyalty that he had for God. He's like, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah.
Right?
Absolutely.
Well, he let go of a vehicle. Did he not?
He did. Yeah.
And because of that, God backed them up.
You're right. No, you're absolutely right.
Dare I say, like, in regards to his loyalty, I think he's been more loyal to God in that regard than more than I have. Because, you know, more time and time and again, has God plucked me out of the secular world of music and now, like, slip back in. Right?
Yeah.
And so that's what I'm trying to say. Doors are open. Doors are closed. Are open. You can open them. But you can also, with the loyalty that you have, God, decide, nah.
Yeah, this door is not it.
Right?
Yeah.
Or you succumb to it, and then, all right, well, I'll go in and let's just close it and continue. Right?
Yeah. I see what you're saying. I see exactly what you are saying.
What do you think I mean?
Nah, dude, it's...
What do you think I mean?
I think what you're trying to say is discern the perfect will of God.
There you go. Why are you so afraid of it?
Afraid?
Damn, I just finished my ginger ale.
Wow, ginger ale while we're talking about the word, bro.
Oh.
You. Nah, right, I'm just kidding. Sorry, bro. I'm kidding, bro.
Come on, bro. It's just a soda.
Nah, you're going to burn for that.
No.
I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
It's all good.
I'm kidding. But, nah, man. You know what? You gave me a different perspective now. That I guess without even knowingly, I took my eyes away from the kingdom of God.
And it happens to everybody.
Yeah.
You need a reminder. I mean, even for myself, right?
Yeah. So, no, and you know what? Thank you for calling me out. Because I asked for it, and you called me out without holding back. And I think, like, that has given me more, like, a reminder of, like, just keep your eyes
on God. But I also want to say, I mean, no door is a wrong door. I mean, in regards to opportunity.
Yeah, yeah.
But is it the... Will it be a door in which will keep you in that track in which he has put you on?
Absolutely, yeah.
You know, that's what... for instance, never in my life have I ever felt... I mean, I've always felt purposeful. I'm not going to... I mean, playing music felt purposeful. I've done a lot of cool things. I've helped a lot of students get into college and music, whatever. But now more than ever in my life, it feels it's not about me. I don't think too much like an entrepreneur like that before. There's something much greater than me. There's an end game that is not about me. This is about God. God's gonna do something. He's gonna bring a shaking and I wanna be a part of it. Right?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. You know what I mean? Yeah, absolutely, man.
So like more than ever in my life, like all this, it's amazing. Nerve-wracking, yeah, because we see things with our own eyes and they're tangible. You can see them, touch them.
Yeah.
The kingdom of heaven is not tangible because you can't feel it or touch it, like physically, I mean.
Yeah.
But your spirit can sense it.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Just to remind yourself for the why you follow God, pretty much.
You're right. You are absolutely right.
I don't know about that, but I just know one thing, that God is. You know?
God is. He just is. You're right.
So I hope that, you know, has helped you.
No, definitely. It's a good reminder to just keep my eyes on God. And you're right, bro.
Keep in mind, it's not a coincidence that the prior episode, you know, you don't know what you want.
Yeah, yeah. And it was out of nowhere, too. It was an episode that wasn't really planned. It was just out of nowhere.
You know? And, yeah. and then, you know, this one being, you know, open doors. Or which door?
Which door?
You know?
Yeah.
Because some doors you see things tangible.
Absolutely.
And some doors you see and it's not tangible.
It's not tangible. I 100% agree with you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know too, like again, what my brother was saying about like the social expectations, mm-hmm. the social construct, all that messes with your head.
Yeah.
It distorts your reality.
It really does, yeah.
You know? And so when do you find yourself, who are you pleasing?
That is so true. Because, you know, in the beginning of this episode, my mind was like, I want to take one of these doors as like a vehicle. But now I see it differently. I see it as, no, you're already in the vehicle.
Yeah, I remember you said you had I thought it was a cool dream.
Right.
Oh, I'm trying to remember. Like you were driving or something like that?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you can tell that's...
Yeah, dude, I was driving in a car, and for some reason, while we were driving, people were hitting us, crashing our cars. You were putting traps on the roads, like rope and all that stuff, trying to slow us down. And you were just laughing. You were just laughing the whole time, and you were just like, let's keep going. And you would just cut the ropes and keep going. And then I was like tweaking. I'm just like holding the steering wheel with two hands, and I'm like, okay, all right. So I would accelerate really fast, but the moral of the dream was that in that vehicle that we were taking, a lot of people were coming against us.
That's fine. I think that's awesome.
Yeah.
Maybe yeah. For you, just like, oh, what?
No, I mean, the time will come where there will be moments where a lot of people will come against us. But now that as a brother in Christ, you called me out. You basically...
I mean, well, you asked the question.
I did. No, I did. And you know what? But you answered it without holding back, which that's how I think everybody should be with each other. yeah. in the body of Christ.
And whoever's listening, I hope that I've learned this. I'm no pedestal, bro.
Yeah.
But whoever learns, you know, hears this, understand that you're not in control. If you've decided to follow God, you've decided to commit, you've decided to deny yourself, to repent, change a change of mind. You've decided to for, you know, God put a new heart, a new spirit in you. Right?
Yeah.
Then you better trust in God. Because he's the one who is in control. You have to let go of control fully. Do